Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the Birds bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff that will help you. Whatever's going on in your small business, from one end of the spectrum to the other, whether it's an opportunity or a challenge, we've got something that you find there that will help you. You can read or listen to something that we've said with one of our Brain Trust members, including our good friend Rob Jollis, who's with us right now. Rob is the author of Customer-Centered Selling. The second edition is out right now. Anything Rob does is top shelf. He's got a half a dozen or more books that are available out there. Jollis, Jolles.com is his website. If you're going to go find him. And while you're at my website, by the way, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Hey, Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about how to get to the heart of the matter, the real essence of what's got the customer stuck. Where are they? What is the, you know, quit dancing around with the symptoms of what's wrong. Let's get right to the disease, so to speak, and identify that. But Rob, you said something. You used a word earlier. You used the word expose. No, I mean, I used the word expose. You said I've forgotten the term. What did you say?
I think I might have said create.
Create. That's the word. You said create. So if you have that term, if there's a possibility that it could look like that, like you're the person who's bringing this up, how do you pull this off without seeming to be mean or rude, maybe even? How do you pull that off?
Right. And, you know, I it's a great question. The article that I wrote a couple last week, I guess it was entitled, Is It Mean or Merciful? And you know, I got an email from someone just about that exact same point. This is somebody who met with a foundation, a multi-million-dollar foundation that was having troubles legally and their accounting systems, et cetera. And this is a company that comes in and actually helps them with that. And the salesperson that I coach sent me an email and said, you know, I was able to ask tougher questions and get them to look past that fear of change, and I got them to actually make a change and do it the right way. And then the last sentence haunted me because it said, the only problem is I felt as if I was mean. And it tore at me a little bit because there was a part of me that said, as a coach, as someone who's assisting the salesperson, I'm not doing my job if you don't understand that it's not mean. It's merciful.
Right.
And right before we went on break, we're talking about the repercussions of not taking action. So, yes, I may ask you we all have friends that, let's say, maybe they need therapy. I don't know. But my question down the line may very well be, where are the children while you're going through these arguments? What room are they sitting in? What effect is it having on them in school? And you might say to me, Rob, that's a little bit mean. And I say to you, no, because I'm going to be the only one who can walk in this room and get that person into therapy and save this family.
Right. Right.
So I don't find myself mean at all. I find myself merciful.
Well, and the thing is you've got to do it that way. If the customer winds up feeling that you were mean or insensitive or whatever, then, you know, they're not ready. They're not ready for what you can help them with, and you may just have to move on. I mean, you just may have to happen. But if you can do what Rob was just saying, folks, the people who are ready to solve the problem, they're ready to get some help with whatever you can help them with, however that might look like. When they're to that point, then that's when they become a customer you can't run off. And you have to, I think there's one word in here that we haven't used yet, I don't think, Rob, and that's the word risk. If you're a sales, if you're a performance, what you said, trusted business advisor, if you're a trusted business advisor, you have to take the risk, and you have to risk that maybe people aren't ready. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a very good point. I'll tell you something else, because sometimes we get so squeamish about this, but here's a different visualization for you. You know, if you were talking to your client and just for a moment could pretend that that client was your best friend, your best friend, and your best friend had told you week after week, month after month, year after year that they're struggling with their home or their business or their relationship, and of course we do what we usually do, which is go ahead and dispense information, here's what you need to do, and of
right.
course it doesn't get acted on. But if you were talking to your best friend, would you hesitate to ask these more difficult questions in an empathetic manner? I say you wouldn't. Why can't we pretend just for a moment that our client is somebody that we care deeply about? All of a sudden, it's not such a mean question. It's something we do with people we care about.
Right. Absolutely. What would this be a good question to use to try to get them to confront the issue honestly? Could you just say simply, how's that working?
Absolutely. And what you're doing, Jim, is you're stylizing. I'll give you another one that I think works pretty well, and it's only one word. Assuming that we've actually broached the topic, and maybe it's a struggle that you're having there on the station, what's wrong with the word and?
Mm-hmm.
Just let somebody keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes we
or how about here's another one that is maybe a little better, that maybe almost as good as that, or maybe even better. Tell me more.
Exactly. The idea is we don't need to load up with a three-sentence question.
Right.
Just keep the client talking. The funny thing is, Jim, once they're with somebody they trust, they want to talk about it.
Exactly. Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today.
All right. My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Rob Jolles, ladies and gentlemen. JOLLES.com is his website. You need to check that out. Good stuff there. Rob will be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.